I'm talking about the law.
This segment is brought to you courtesy the Immigrants Journal, dedicated to improving the lives of immigrants. We know that immigrants are afraid, anxious. We have been fighting for immigrants since 1998 and will continue to do so. Whether you are undocumented or a green card holder, we are here for you. To become a member or donate, call 718-243-9431. Again, 718-243-9431. For the latest immigration news and legislative updates, visit us at www.ijlef.org. Again, www.ijlef.org. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Carl Hamad Lipscomb, who is the Executive Director of Envision Freedom Fund. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. Envision Freedom Fund works to transform the immigration and criminal legal systems through advocacy, public education, and community engagement, while also meeting the urgent needs of immigrants and other people affected by injustices.
Okay, great. So what sort of services and programs does your organization provide?
Sure. One of the biggest programs that we provide is an immigration bond payment program. And so a lot of individuals that are in immigration detention are there because they can't afford to pay to be released. And so we raise money from, you know, from the general public, people that care, and we put that money toward paying for them to be released. And then once they're released, we work with them for 3 to 6 months to get their feet on the ground while in the U.S. to help them find housing, get medical and mental health support, fill out, you know, get work authorization papers if they're eligible. And at times we're able to provide them with direct cash assistance as well.
Excellent. So could you just explain how important it is for one to be able to get that bond?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough how important it is, you know, for individuals that are eligible for bond to get bonded out. Individuals that are released, that are out and about while fighting their immigration cases, are 50% more likely to win their case. And, you know, for this is specifically relevant for immigrants from poor families, for Black immigrants, and because we found that those immigrants, especially Black immigrants, immigrants from the Caribbean, are 90% more likely to get deported if they are detained during their cases. And so getting bonded out is so important.
Okay, so we know that the immigration enforcement regime is punitive and rooted in white supremacy. We saw what the last administration did, how they terrorized and demonized immigrants, and we're still feeling the effects of it today. We're still seeing some of that, Asians being, you know, round up like cattle in Texas, and ICE in particular seem to be zeroed in on the communities of color, Black communities, and our communities are impacted disproportionately by immigration enforcement. What is your organization doing working in that regard?
Yeah, we're doing a lot. And so a big part of our work is advocating to change the immigration system. And so a few things we're doing. One, since the Biden administration has taken office, we've met with the Department of Homeland Security, with Secretary Mayorkas several times to talk about racial injustices in the immigration system. And we've pushed him to address this, to address ICE officers that discriminate based on one's skin color, to address abuses, and, you know, for them to prioritize letting people out of detention. They don't have to detain people. They don't have to deport people. While Congress is figuring out what it's doing, there's a lot that the Biden administration can do to, you know, like to give immigrants their freedom. So we push the federal government on that end. In particular, we're working to repeal a set of laws passed in 1996 that makes it easier for ICE to deport immigrants. On the state and local level, we do work to, you know, fight the abuses that happen in the immigration detention centers here. In New York, we've done a lot of work upstate where immigrants have gone on a hunger strike because they've faced such egregious conditions upstate, in particular in Orange County. We're also working on two bills in the New York State Legislature Mm-hmm. One of them would prohibit the state government from letting ICE house immigrants inside local jails.
That's the New York for All Act?
The New York for All Act is a different bill. This one I'm talking about is Dignity Not Detention.
It's called what, sorry?
Dignity Not Detention.
Dignity Not Detention.
Yes. Okay. The other bill, which, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed, it passed the state Senate last night. The assembly's voting soon. It's called the Stop Immigrant Bond Abuse Act. Mm-hmm. And that bill would make it unlawful for these private immigration bond companies to force people to wear ankle monitors and to pay fees in order to, you know, get their services. Some of these private bond fund companies make people pay $400, $500 a month, you know, for their own ankle shackles. And so this bill would regulate that industry and prohibit those bad acts.
Okay, great. So can we talk about the Dignity Not Detention Act? Let's talk about that some
more. Yeah. So Dignity Not Detention, over the last couple of years, there's been a move by several states to kick ICE out local jails and prisons. A lot of people don't know this, but ICE has some of its own detention facilities, but by and large, they rely on your state and local government to house people in jails and prisons. And so the Dignity Not Detention bill would make it where New York State, where jails and prisons in New York State cannot house immigrant detainees for ICE.
Okay. I know that the Brooklyn District Attorney and the State Attorney General, they work together to prevent ICE from appearing in courts.
Yep. Yeah, and we're so glad that they, you know, that they were supportive in that area, because that was when I used to be a criminal defense attorney, mm-hmm. and that was a thing. We'd be in court, and someone would have a court appearance, and ICE would be in the audience waiting to arrest them. And so, and we as attorneys would have to really scramble to talk to a judge and ask judges to kick ICE out of their courtroom, or sometimes we'd ask a judge to hold the person, you know, to give the person a dollar bail so that ICE couldn't take them. And so, yeah, we're very happy that there was a move over the last couple of years to get ICE out of the courtrooms.
Okay. So what are your words of inspiration to immigrants? Words of inspiration and advice to immigrants?
Yeah, my words of inspiration and advice to immigrants is that, you know, well, first I'd say that a lot of folks are under this impression that as soon as Trump left office, that things would get better right away. That's not the case. The problem is system-wide. Trump knew how to use the system. But the entire system is a problem. So I would say keep fighting, keep paying attention. You know, I would say that it's really important. Now it's more important than ever to keep the fire under your elected officials, because many of them are counting on the fact that people have stopped paying attention now that Trump is gone. And then in terms of words of hope, what I'd say is and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, just like when Trump took office, we saw this pendulum swing in this really negative and dark direction. The pendulum, it swings very quickly and very drastically. And so I'd say that we should feel inspired by the fact that if we continue to fight and if we continue to elect the right people, that the pendulum will swing right back in our direction and we will see justice and the humanity of immigrants respected.
Okay. And, you know, June is Immigrant Heritage Month.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Is your organization doing anything special for that? Or I know you work hard 365 days a year.
You know, we haven't planned anything specific for Immigrant Heritage Month yet. This bill, Stop Immigrant Bond Abuse Act, passes, then we are going to have some sort of celebration around that where we bring our community members together. And then I know that some of the people we've bonded out are meeting next week. And, you know, us immigrants, every time we come together, it's a celebration.
It is. So. And that would be something wonderful to celebrate in Immigrant Heritage Month.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Mr. Hamad Lipscomb, how can one get to know more about your organization and support it as well?
Yeah, you can visit our website at envisionfreedom.org. You can learn about all the work we're doing. If you are someone or your family member, someone that actually needs help, that needs a bond posted or has questions, you can go to our website and fill out a very simple form and someone will get back to you. We also have a hotline number that people that are in detention can call to get assistance and to get questions answered. You can reach our hotline at 718-717-2007. That's 718-717-2007. And you can follow us on social media. On Twitter, we're ENV Free Fund. That's our name on every social media platform, ENV FRIFA.
Okay, so we want to thank you so much for coming here and sharing this information. And we look forward to having you back again when the bill passes to talk about that and how we can move forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so very welcome.
I'm talking about the law.
This segment was brought to you courtesy the Immigrants Journal, dedicated to improving the lives of immigrants. We know that immigrants are afraid, anxious. We have been fighting for immigrants since 1998 and will continue to do so. Whether you are undocumented or a green card holder, we are here for you. To become a member or donate, call 718-243-9431. Again, 718-243-9431. For the latest immigration news and legislative updates, visit us at www.ijlef.org. Again, www.ijlef.org.